Therefore, beloved, while you are waiting for these things, strive to be found by Him at peace. In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. I start with this verse from Peter's second letter to the faithful because it mentions peace. This second Sunday of Advent's meaning and focus is peace. The second purple candle that Theron lit for all of us this morning is known as the candle of peace. Traditionally, it's also referred to as the Bethlehem candle. We remember and reflect on the journey of Joseph and Mary that they made from the town of Nazareth, the region of Galilee, to the region of Judea, to the city of Bethlehem. Let's reflect on Bethlehem for a moment. Most of us know why Joseph and Mary were traveling to Bethlehem, but we're going to reflect on it again. We don't hear it, this part of the story, from Mark's gospel this morning, the very beginning of Mark, chapter 1. Mark gets right into the ministry of John the Baptist and his warnings and his prophecy. To hear why Joseph and Mary are on their way, let's slide over to Luke's gospel, chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world shall be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And we also hear about Bethlehem a bit earlier than Jesus' time, from the prophet Micah. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. So Joseph and Mary journeyed from Nazareth to Bethlehem, from the countryside to the city, 94 miles. Today, in current road systems, by car. Yes, I Googled it. I think that's going to mess up my travel searches from now on. Sure you don't want to go? Anyway. So it's about an hour and a half then, if you think about it, by car. But what if you walk it? Or ride it on the back of a donkey? It'll take you at least 2 full days. That's if you take no breaks, if you don't stop at sheets. Thank you for playing along, as the bishop says. And if you're not with child. But otherwise, you need to stop, you need to take breaks, you need refreshment, you need to feed your animal. And so you can count on this journey on foot at least 3 days. And so, like I said, the Google Maps, these are today's road systems. Today's road systems. They might be a little like what was around in Jesus' time. But on the route, if you look at it, and I saw this when I did this, there are also these yellow caution circles with alert text. And they read, travel may be restricted by local authorities. So something else to reflect on and to pray for this week is peace. When we light the candle of peace, when we do it here, let's all reflect and pray for peace. When you do it in your homes and you light the second candle, reflect and pray for peace. Peace in the countryside. Peace in the city of Bluefield. Peace in the region of America. And peace in the world. We need your prayers. On Sunday mornings, we always have our chapel open. The lights are on, the candles aren't lit, but feel free to light them if you want to. There are matches around. And take a moment. In there this morning and in there for this week will be prayers for our nation, for others, and for the Holy Land. So if you have time this week, or after service, before going home, spend some time in there. And I say this because we are journeying to Bethlehem. This is our Advent season. Our journeys are ones of expectation and preparation. We do hear from Mark's Gospel, from John the Baptist, he's quoting Isaiah. Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And John adds his own inspired proclamation, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is near. And people from Judea and all from Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized and confessed their sins. These people journeyed to John, to this wild man of God in the wilderness, telling people to repent and to confess and to baptize them in that murky Jordan River. And be ready for something and someone of awesome power. These people journeyed to John and were preparing themselves for the coming of Jesus. For the coming of him to be among them. John told the people, there is one standing among you who is greater than I, who will give you hope and bring you peace, and he will be standing among them, not reclining in a high palace in the city of Jerusalem, but among the people, in the villages, in the cities, in the wilderness, walking with us on our journeys. Jesus knows our burdens. He knows our hurts. He knows our hopes. He knows our joys. So that when we journey from our homes to be here among one another, to pray, to give thanks, to make our offers to God. We prepare ourselves for the journey to the altar of our Lord. Through proclaiming our beliefs, through saying our prayers, and by confessing our sins. By doing this, we continue on to be in the presence of our Lord and Savior, who is among us here. So this week, pray for peace, seek peace, and if on your journey you can't find peace, be the peace. Amen.